This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This podcast is from Jack and Dean on Joy 94.9.
Now, Dean, we know that I'm very calm, very rational person.
Do we, though?
I'm not a firecracker at all, am I?
yeah.
Anyway, but I'm quite... everything I'm saying, Dean's laughing at me. I'm quite logical in something.
Ish.
So, and it's a very small problem, but it's never the actual problem that's the issue. It's the principle of the problem.
It's always the principle.
So it's a very serious, subject. If I went to make a lovely mayonnaise, mustard, bit of vinegar, a nice little vinaigrette, salad dressing.
Yes.
Couldn't find my mustard.
Right.
Couldn't find my expensive French mustard. I mean, expensive. It's $8. Get over yourself. But still.
Yeah.
There are three people in the fridge. It's a fridge full of people. It's a slaughterhouse, essentially. So I'm wondering where my mustard is. It's gone. I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking at all these flaps. It's a big fridge. Couldn't find it.
Couldn't find your mustard.
And so I asked my housemate, where is it? He goes, I don't know. I had a jar in there as well. And I've gone, so we had two jars of mustard. Now there's one. Where is it? And he goes, I don't know. I'll buy a new one. I've gone, did you take it? I don't mind if you took it. I just don't understand where it's gone.
Just own up to it, buddy.
Because mustard, right?
Yeah.
It's not a jar of Nutella. It's not, you know, if you've eaten a banana or whatever, it's fine. I don't mind.
Yes, it's consumable in one sitting, but a jar of mustard lasts for weeks.
No, months. Because you just what are you doing?
In some cases, years.
Your teaspoon in it.
Your teaspoon in it.
Calm down.
Yeah. How does a whole jar go?
He's like, I don't know. Don't worry about it. I've gone, but I am going to worry about it. He goes, well, I don't, I've got, but where, did it walk out the fridge? And then I'm just being my dad. I'm like, well, I get a ghost took it. And then I just couldn't find it. And now I think my housemates are a bit afraid of me.
Mustard doesn't grow on trees, you know.
No.
I was saying earlier that I got a peppermint tea. In fact, I have a bit of a habit.
You do have a habit.
I like my peppermint tea on a Tuesday.
Healthy habit, though.
But, it keeps me grounded, keeps me centered, keeps me calm.
Keeps you young. Look
keeps
at
me
you.
Young. Look at me.
Look great. Jack and Dean on Joy, if you want to look at Dean. On Instagram and Facebook.
Yes, because On Joy is kind of an audio thing. Go to our Facebook, go to our Instagram, you'll see my smiley face. You'll see that I met Nick Brax recently. He actually was surprised.
Oh, he did.
When I was 50, just by the way. Anyway.
Excuse me.
But back to my story.
Pardon.
So I was on the way here, and it's quite warm outside today. It's 24 degrees in mid-city Melbourne.
It is.
And I went to buy my peppermint tea, and I always get a hot peppermint tea. That's the way I like my peppermint tea.
Hot tea.
And the person serving me said, would you like it cold? I thought, what are you going to do, blow on it?
Yeah.
And I just thought, there's some things that I like hot.
Yeah.
And there's some things that I like cold. And don't go messing it up.
But they meant like you got to throw it over some ice, make a frappe.
Peppermint tea frappe.
I used to do that. It looked like I was collecting my own urine. Different story. But I would get glass jars from a tahini, so healthy, and I would get green tea and I'd put them in the tea bag in the jar and then I would put them in the fridge and have beautiful cold green tea.
It's a cold green tea.
Yeah, but then I had too many and so much caffeine that I went loopy.
Loopier.
Yeah. But you're saying you're pretty anti cold, hot drinks.
It's either hot or it's cold.
That's what about an iced coffee? Because I'm mad for an iced coffee.
I do not like iced coffee.
All right.
No.
Changes. What is it? Is it a flavour changer for you? Tell me more.
See, I think with coffee, I'm not one of these people that says, can I have a hot... You know people say, can I have a hot decaf latte? It has to be hot.
That's a boomer thing. I don't want to say it. Yeah, okay, I don't want to drop the B word.
Yeah, okay, boomer.
Like, don't make it extra hot. And the poor people... Because normally when you warm the milk, you put your fingers under the metal milk warmer.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you can feel it burning your tips. When have you burnt milk? No, anyway. And I don't have it at home. Doesn't matter. You're your own barista.
Question answers. You're just doing the whole thing on your own.
Oh, like, yeah. It's like, just turn your mic off and leave. Yeah. Don't. I need you for so many reasons.
Yeah.
But if you want it so hot, you're going to burn the hands.
Yeah, that's right. You can burn the milk as well. But yes,
for me,
I like my hot coffee. I don't like the cold coffee.
No.
Tea, like a nice cup of tea, nice hot cup of tea.
Yeah.
Don't like it cold.
Sometimes some people don't like, I've got a couple friends, they're like, I don't do hot drinks.
Don't do hot drinks.
Yeah. It's like, well, fair enough, you don't like coffee. Okay, weird, but fine.
Yeah.
Don't like tea. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You like a hot chocolate?
Oh, tell me this, hot chocolate versus cold chocolate.
What's a cold chocolate? Oh, like a milkshake?
Like, chocolate milk.
I don't really do either of them. I'm not a sweet gal.
No, but I think hot chocolate. Tell us what you think.
Mm.
Are you hot or cold?
Yeah.
When it comes to drinks.
When it comes to drinks.
When it comes to drinks. Hot drinks, cold drinks.
Yeah, I always run hot, so I need cold things.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
How about warm beer? No.
Oh, don't be silly. I am many things, and sometimes I quit. I give up. I'll be doing something, and I'm like, classic case of when I go, I'm going to make something lovely for dinner, and it's just me cooking for myself. So it's not as exciting. I love cooking for someone else, which never happens. But still, I'll get out everything from the fridge, and I'm like, oh, look, I'm just going to have two eggs and a can of tuna. Like, I'm not going to.
That's too hard.
I can't be bothered. Well, I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
And the other thing I was quitting, I thought, oh, look, it's going to be a bit hot. I might shave my legs.
Uh-huh.
Now, I am not against shaving legs. I'm not really pro. I'm not. I don't really have a standpoint.
Don't have a position.
The point is, do one or the other. Because what I did, I just kind of gave up mid-leg.
Oh.
So I kind of just did almost like racing stripes. I just went, in the shower. Could have cut myself. No, because my razor's very blunt. I kind of just went, shave, shave, shave. Like just big, like from ankle to knee. And like two or three on each leg. And went, that'll do. And now I've got these cute little... little racing stripes.
Like just the fronts or just the backs or...
Yeah, just at random. I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered. I'm going to be late. Whatever. What if I just try and do it? So I've just got these lovely stripes of hair and non-hair. And I think that's cute. I think that's fashionable.
Do you take off?
You ever done that when you... Cause normally,
I don't shave my legs.
A lot of people who shave their beard, they show the different compartments to it when they like start full beard and they shave one half or leave the moustache and then do a Hitler.
Oh, I have done that, yeah.
That's kind of cute. But you've never just given up halfway.
No.
And then half a beard.
Half a beard.
Conformist.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.